From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian activists say airstrikes, possibly by the government, targeted two opposition-held towns in northwest Syria, killing at least 44 civilians. The strikes come amid fighting launched by rebels in the coastal province of Latakia and the struggle for control of the northern city Aleppo. In Geneva, meanwhile, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with Damascus over the country's political transition. Selim Meslid is a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee.
I believe we made the right decision now because what's going on there on the ground, it's really, what we're having for the last few days is really a great deal of a pressure from inside Syria because of the crimes that Assad is committing there.
An opposition chief coordinator, Riyad Hajib, urged the 17-nation International Syria Support Group to intervene. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar failed to return to the capital Juba for a second day Tuesday, saying the government did not provide flight clearance for a plane carrying a top general. Machar's arrival, part of a peace deal signed last August to end 2.5 years of war. U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed Washington's disappointment.
His failure to go to Juba, despite efforts from the international community, places the people of South Sudan at risk of further conflict and suffering and undermines the peace agreement's reform pillars, which are demilitarizing South Sudan, injecting transparency of public finances, and pursuing justice and reconciliation, all of which offer South Sudan a chance for renewal.
A government spokesman said one of Machar's generals was trying to bring more soldiers in than was agreed to, as well as weapons, a charge that the rebel spokesman denied. This is VOA News.